You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. For a Thursday afternoon, Mike Tenora joins us from T-Storm Weather in Chicago to take a look at the growing region's weather across the nation and the planet. Let's start with the El Nino report. It was released today. Tell me about it, please, Mike.
It's pretty similar to what we've seen over the last several months, with around a 65% chance for El Nino conditions to develop over the next few months. Whether or not that occurs is not really all that important to us, because we know that if an El Nino does develop over the next several months, it would be a weak El Nino. And weak El Ninos don't correlate to weather in different areas of the world all that well. We're seeing that right now. For example, we're turning much warmer across the U.S., which does fit with that El Nino story. We're oftentimes warmer than normal when we have an El Nino event. But think back 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, it was unseasonably cold. That typically would not have occurred in an El Nino situation. Again, this just fits with the idea that the El Nino is weak. When it's weak, the weather doesn't always match the way you think it would. So you might see flashes of weather that match what you think is going to happen, but then it might only last for a short time, as opposed to, say, several months.
And then turn your attention to South America and talk about conditions there and what kind of impact El Nino may or may not have. It looks like weather conditions are actually pretty good.
They have been very good. They've been seeing nice mixes of rain and dry periods over the last 4 to 8 weeks. You could argue that parts of Brazil are too wet, including in key corn and soybean areas. And don't forget that planting was very late in Brazil, not because of wetness, but actually because the rainy season didn't start on time across interior Brazil. That was back in September and October. Now things are back to normal there, with lots of rains occurring. Again, a little bit too much of a good thing in a few areas, but generally, Brazil's looking okay, Paraguay's looking okay. We do have some heavy rain situations that have occurred back in October and over the last 5 days in Argentina. That's probably been inducing some wheat quality problems as harvest gets underway across Argentina. But for corn and soybeans, again, we're seeing a nice mix of dry periods and wet periods for newly planted crops and for crops that still need to be planted.
Moving from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere, there have been some rumblings from the Black Sea area about growing conditions for their winter wheat crop. Are you concerned?
I'm very concerned about Russia right now, because if you look at rainfall there over the last 120 days, we're talking about a four-month period dating back to the beginning of August, which is before their wheat planting season began. Remember, wheat has actually now been planted over the last 4 months, and the winter is beginning there. Almost all of their wheat belt has been drier than average over the last 4 months, and the reason we're concerned about it is because a lot of this area has received less than half of its average rainfall, with a few locations receiving less than a third of its average rainfall over that time period. No matter how you look at that, that is a drought-type scenario and is developing now. And the only way we're going to get out of this situation is to see big rains and snows start to show up. The wheat season doesn't begin again until March and April across Russia. So there is a lot of time left for things to change. But just from looking at our weather maps, you can see that wheat very likely has established in poor conditions due to a lack of rain over the last 4 months. There's very little snowpack on the ground right now due to melting that's beginning. And we're going to have to follow this situation for a while, because we just need some big rains there. And the sooner we get them, the better. But again, this is a long-term situation. It's not going to break tomorrow. And we'll be dealing with this more than likely into the spring.
Well, we'll depend on you to keep tracking that for us, Mike, and talk to you again next week. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather from Chicago, Illinois, and helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.